Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. It takes a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavarsi, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years now. He's been joining us. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's a wordsmith extraordinaire. He is an award-winning journalist and the author of at least three books that I know of on small business. And he's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, you would think if you listen to the media and if you pay attention to anything that's going on in the popular culture right now, especially in the consumer culture, you would think that people didn't need to do business any other time of the year except right now. I mean, it's just nuts, isn't it? With Small Business Saturday and Cyber, well, Black Friday. I never understood why they call it Black Friday.
Black Friday will be
Cyber Monday, yeah. Hacker Tuesday. A security breach Wednesday. What are all the days now?
Well, I will. Let's educate quickly. Black Friday came from the concept that you can make your year, can be in the black come the Friday after Thanksgiving with the way the holidays were and the way the retail went and the buying went. You hope to be in the black for the year if you did well Black Friday. Mm-hmm. But sadly...
Of course, we're talking about B2C. We're talking about retailers.
We're talking about retailers, mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is retailers pre-cyber. Pre-online. I read a really tremendous blog yesterday.
Back when people actually got up off their backsides and hit the malls and hung out and waited for the doors to open.
And that's when people hit
Nobody
the malls
could
at
buy.
10 o'clock when they opened on Thursday
right.
or on Friday, not at, midnight on
right.
Thursday.
Or all day on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And, I think that you can make a lot of arguments, and this conversation can spin in many directions.
You know, there are grown people right now who there are grown people right now who have no idea what you're talking about, right?
Right, right, absolutely.
That's scary. All right, go ahead.
So I was going to say that there's a lot of different directions this conversation can spin. The contrarian and the cynic can say, it's sad what we've become as far as, we have to get up. Or not. I say we metaphorically. I certainly didn't do it. I'll bet dollars to donuts that you were not up at midnight Thursday night going out to shop for your local retailer.
You can count on that.
There you go. But beyond all that, it's been so in flux that a gentleman whose blog I read this week, Bruce Turkel, and some of the comments on some of these blogs are pretty remarkable. He commented on how Cyber Week has, if you watch the trends, it has totally supplanted, Cyber Monday has totally supplanted Black Friday, and even Cyber Monday is now not an issue the way it was. Remember the people on Tuesday, the Economist came out and said all the numbers were flat, Black Friday was off, Cyber Monday was off 11% from last year. Well, you know what, when you shop online, you don't got to wait till Monday.
That's exactly right. It's open 24/7.
It's open 24/7, and we know that if we don't get the deals on Monday, they're probably going to be there on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, they might even be better on Tuesday. See, that's the whole point, I think.
And I think
once you sort of max out a certain day or event, people are going to extend it to the day before, the day after, so Cyber Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever, ultimately winds up meaning nothing.
Right.
And see, this is my point about Small Business Saturday. Now, my audience may wonder why I don't get all worked up about Small Business Saturday. Well, there are two reasons. Number one, I know a little bit of the dirty laundry behind the people who put on Small Business Saturday. I'm not going to go into it, but I'm a little bit irritated about that. But number two, every day around here is Small Business Day.
Right.
Not just Saturday. Not just a particular Saturday. You know, that we should be talking, if American Express and some of those guys, if they really want to, in my opinion, show the values that I want to see, I want them to talk about doing business with small business every day.
Right.
Not just on one Saturday a week, a year.
Well, see, that just can't be. Because that flies in the face. There you go, being Mr. Contrarian.
Yeah, you know me.
Mr. Curmudgeon is flying in the face of all this marketing hoopla that we've branded and packaged and enveloped these silly little concepts in, where if you truly see it happen, I mean, look, small business needs in the world of Walmart and big business and big box stores, small business needs all the love it can get. I mean,
That's right. We
can do okay on our own, but we need help sometimes.
But we don't need everybody coming to see us on one day. We don't have room for them. We don't have enough people to wait on them. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's like I've been telling small business owners for how many years now, 17 years, if the world is not your prospect list,
right.
The phone book is not your prospect list. You can't handle all those people.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else about Black Friday. With all the discounts that they're giving, there might not be as much black in there as you think.
Right. No. You're gonna bleed yourself.
Discount
to
like
that.
Crazy.
You know.
Black Friday is not about profit. It's about volume.
It's about volume.
And you can't have both.
Right. You know, and that's what we've seen, and you have to stay true to who you are as an organization. And as we see the Thanksgiving Day parade and then the stores open afterward, and as we get caught up in it, step back for a second, think who put those together,
mm-hmm.
who put those concepts together, and what do you stand for in your business? Look, you know, I'm as likely not to give you a discount on Black Friday as I am on any other day. Unless you're close, unless we're tight, you know, I'm not cutting deals all year long because I need to pick my numbers.
Well,
you know,
and
I'm about
Jeff,
business relationships and building brands.
Here's the other thing: the key to success for small business, for most small business Main Street retailers, especially, is their special sauce.
Right.
Tell me what Black Friday, Cyber Monday, have to do in any way, fashion, or form, with demonstrating and delivering that special experience that your special sauce gives the customer and that they come back for and are willing to pay you extra for because they love that so much. Tell me how those two go together.
Right.
They don't.
They don't. We need to find a better way. We need to stick to who we are, and we need to find a better way to make it happen. Or just, if we found that better way, if we found that special sauce, if we found that secret ingredient, or that model that works, stick with it.
Well, on Black Friday or whatever, go to work. If people come in that you haven't seen before, take advantage of, and thank you can thank Black Friday for that. But with small business owners, don't get upset if you didn't do great on Black Friday, because that wasn't your day anyway.
Right.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's Jeff's website, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.